Keep up to date with all the happenings in the Stardate universe through our Twitter feed and Facebook page. They tell you what to expect in our radio programs and magazine, let you know about important events, and much more. And also, check out our website, stardate.org. We'll see you there. Stardate, April 12th. Most years, the sun produces hundreds or thousands of sunspots, magnetic storms that look like dark splotches on its surface. From 1645 to 1715, though, sunspots all but disappeared. In many years, the number stayed in the single digits, and in some years, there were no sunspots at all. Today, that period is known as the Maunder Minimum. It's named for British astronomer Edward Maunder, who was born 175 years ago today. He wrote about the period in the late 1800s. Maunder was working at Britain's Royal Observatory. He was assisted by his wife, Annie, who was a computer at the observatory, someone who did the tedious calculations. Maunder discovered a pattern in the sunspots, which wax and wane during a cycle of about 11 years. When a new cycle begins, most of the sunspots are concentrated at the sun's middle latitudes. As the cycle peaks, they're concentrated closer to the equator. But he's best known for the Maunder Minimum. It occurred during the Little Ice Age, a period of unusual cold. That suggests a link between solar activity and Earth's climate. But the link isn't confirmed. It could be just a coincidence. We still don't know what caused the sunspots to vanish. So the mystery of the Maunder Minimum remains unsolved. We have skywatching tips, astronomy news, and much more about the universe in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the University of Texas at Austin MacDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.